It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. We're hosting a series of interviews ahead of the primary vote that happens August 14th. You're going to hear from candidates in contested primaries on the Morning Show and on Central Time. The Morning Show is covering candidates for offices of Secretary of State and Treasurer. Afternoon, the Central Time show is covering Congress and U.S. Senate. What do you want to know from the Secretary of State candidate? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Today, we are welcoming Spencer Zimmerman. Spencer spent time in the Air Force and has a bachelor's degree in business administration. He's driven tanker trucks, refueled aircrafts, and now works as a chauffeur. That is my favorite job. Spencer, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So why are you running to be Secretary of State and against Jay Schrader?
Sure. My roots in our state run deep. I was born in Neenah, and my family's from the Fond du Lac area. Mm. My great uncle Conrad was on the city council in Fond du Lac. I was introduced to politics myself when my uncle Tom ran as a Republican for County Sheriff in 1986. And in the mid-1980s, my family moved to McFarland. I enlisted in the Air Force after graduating from high school, and I always wanted to serve my country. That's why I joined the Air Force. I was on duty during the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Wow.
And I received the Joint Service Achievement Medal for my actions that day. after my time in the Air Force, I just felt like public office would be a great way to continue serving. And one of the issues that's been a number one issue of mine in previous campaigns, I've ran several campaigns, and the term limits has always been a very important issue for me. I ran on a platform of term limits for state office and for federal office. I believe just like the president serves 2 terms, 8 years, I think anyone in public office should serve no longer than 2 terms or 8 years. And that was a precedent that was intentionally set by our first president, George Washington, after we gained independence in the American Revolution from a king who had ruled for life. And I just think that anyone in public office should follow that same example that George Washington set by not seeking a third term.
And so, obviously, okay, go ahead.
Sure. And the incumbent, Doug La Follette, he was first elected back in 1974. He began running for Secretary of State when Richard Nixon was president. And I just think that it's time for some new ideas, and I want to bring those to the Secretary of State's office.
So a lot of the duties of Secretary of State have been stripped in the last 30, 40 years. Would you restore those duties?
Yes, the Secretary of State's office used to administer elections. Administering elections was one area of responsibility that was once held by the job of Secretary of State. And recently, the Elections Commission requested funding in its budget for a full-time employee dedicated to election security. And I think that the equivalent of that could be achieved by electing me this fall. My experience as a computer systems operator for 4 years in the Air Force, as well as my degree in information systems technology from the Community College of the Air Force, would prepare me well to address cybersecurity challenges that Wisconsin faces. You know, every day Wisconsin faces 2.5 million cyber attacks on state agencies. Mm-hmm. And worldwide, the cost of hacking is estimated to reach $6 trillion a year by 2021. We can move the Office of Secretary of State into the 21st century by making it a cybersecurity watchdog. And I have the background. I have experience as a system administrator. I've I've taken web page design courses. I've have a background in computers and cybersecurity firewall technology. I can bring the Secretary of State's office into the 21st century by making it a cybersecurity watchdog.
We already have an elections commission in Wisconsin that is now under the administration. I'm not really sure that it was ever under the Secretary of State. I've gotten different answers on that, but
the Secretary of State did administer elections until about 1974-75.
Interesting.
Then the elections board was created, and so it's been a long time since the Secretary of State was actually involved in the elections process.
So do you think the Elections Board is not doing a good job at keeping track of elections? Is there a reason you want to move it back to the Secretary of State's office?
Well, I don't want to move it all back, and that's just one idea would be having some kind of elections cybersecurity oversight. Right now, like I mentioned, the Elections Commission is looking for looking to hire one full-time employee dedicated to election security. And I was just making the point that I have a background in computers and technology. The equivalent could be achieved by electing me this fall and adding a elections cybersecurity oversight role for the Secretary of State, having him be one of the members of the six-member board of the elections commissioners. But when I was in the Air Force, I was stationed off at Air Force Base in Nebraska. And in 2003, the Nebraska legislature passed legislation that authorized its Secretary of State to serve as Chief Protocol Officer for International Relations to promote commerce, educational studies, cultural exchanges between Nebraska and the world. I think with support from the Assembly and the Senate, we could pass similar legislation here in Wisconsin to make our Secretary of State's office serve as a goodwill ambassador to other states and other countries to bring jobs and opportunity here to Wisconsin. Mm. That would be a new role that hasn't been held here in Wisconsin. We could pass similar legislation to the one that was passed in Nebraska in 2003. We could make our Secretary of State function as an ambassador to other states and other countries, similar to a Secretary of State on a federal level, to try to promote commerce, cultural exchanges, educational studies between Wisconsin and the world.
So we are talking to Spencer Zimmerman, who is running for Secretary of State. On the Republican side, he's running against Jay Schrader. Give us a call if you have questions for him, 800-642-1234. I should note that in a few minutes, we're going to start talking about the U.S. Senate debate that was held last night. If you would like, if you have opinions about that or if you have questions about that, also call us at 800-642-1234. Spencer, this is a constitutional office, and you want this office to actually grow in size. I can't imagine, since the duties have been stripped away, that you're not going to get some opposition from this from the people who already have these duties in like the executive branch. How are you going to deal with that?
Sure. Well, I can begin acting as Wisconsin's goodwill ambassador to other states right away, without even the legislature taking action. I can promote job-creating projects that I have long supported, such as vital energy infrastructure investments like the Enbridge Line 66 pipeline that would move 23 million gallons of oil per day. It's a huge project, part of our energy infrastructure. I've supported that project before. There's the $8 billion privately funded Great Lakes Basin Railroad, which would be the largest railroad project of its kind in 100 years, that would allow us to bypass the Chicago freight yards, allowing Wisconsin manufacturers to move product to market much quicker. I've supported that project in past elections. I was a supporter of working to save jobs like those at Kimberly-Clark and bringing manufacturers to the state, such as Foxconn, in previous elections. I can continue to support those projects as an ambassador from the state of Wisconsin, even without the legislature taking action. It would be an ambassador without portfolio, without assigned responsibilities. If the legislature wanted to go ahead and pass legislation making that official, just like they did in Nebraska back in 2003, then that function could be officially served.
Okay, so what separates you from your Republican opponent, Jay Schrader?
Sure. Well, when he initially announced that he was running back in February, he issued a press release saying that he wanted to remove the Secretary of State's office. He wanted to abolish it. And I just think that that's just the wrong route. I think that the voters, this past April, they decided that we needed to keep the treasurer's office. And that was an office that had even less function. It only had one full-time employee. The Secretary of State's office has two full-time employees. So if we weren't able to remove or abolish the treasurer's office, then if the voters didn't want to do that for the treasurer, I think the Secretary of State's office has even more function right now. They're not going to want to abolish it.
We have a caller, Mary from La Crosse. Welcome to the program, Mary.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment, sir. At one time, I also thought term limits were a good idea, and that was until I was elected to a school board and served on a school board for many years and saw the value of historical memory. And the older I get, the more I see that there's a value in living through history and remembering. So many times there were members of the school board that had been on years before I was, and they would say, comments, and we would research it. And so I no longer believe that term limits are a good idea.
Okay, Mary, I'm going to have to thank you very much for calling. Spencer, term limits maybe have to be more broad, do you think? You have about 15 seconds.
I think that, our founding fathers, they didn't intend for the leaders of our country to remain in elected office for lengthy periods of time.
Okay.
America's first governing document.
I'm going to have to stop you there. Spencer Zimmerman is a Republican primary candidate for Secretary of State.